AP News for Friday, May 6th, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine's government and military have warned people to expect increased Russian attacks across the country through the weekend because Monday is a celebration in Russia of the World War II victory over Germany. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Russia's Victory Day, which President Putin has certainly projected his desire to mark that day as a day where he is victorious over Ukraine. Of course, he's not. While he expected to be marching through the streets of Kyiv, that's obviously not what is going to happen.
50 civilians have evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, Ukraine. The United Nations Security Council unanimously expresses strong support for Secretary General Antonio Guterres' efforts to find a peaceful solution to the dispute in Ukraine. A Georgia judge rules Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene can be on the ballot.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has accepted the judge's findings. Greene will be on the ballot. A group of voters filed a complaint saying Greene should be barred from running for re-election under a seldom-invoked provision of the 14th Amendment having to do with insurrection. She has been a staunch ally of former President Donald Trump and has claimed the 2020 election was stolen. But at a hearing last month, Greene was asked about the Capitol riot.
I only knew what I was told. I'd heard a gunshot. We all heard it. And we were so confused. We thought Antifa was breaking in or BLM.
Greene calls the challenge an unprecedented attack on free speech, elections, and the voter. I'm Ed Donahue.
Some 22 states have laws banning abortions before the 15th week of pregnancy. At least two, with no exceptions for fetal viability, rape or incest, or even the health of the woman, making the measures more restrictive than the most conservative abortion laws that were in effect before the Roe v. Wade decision. Several of those bans would go into effect if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe. This is AP News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is considering a legal challenge to a 40-year-old Supreme Court decision upholding the right to a public education for all students, regardless of migrant status. He wants to end education funding for such students. An autopsy finds that Patrick Leoya was killed by a gunshot wound to the back of the head following a police traffic stop. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Kent County, Michigan medical examiner finds Patrick Leoya, a black man killed by a police officer in early April, died from a gunshot to the back of the head. The official autopsy matches the conclusion of an expert hired by the family of Leoya. The report from the Kent County medical examiner also says Leoya's blood alcohol level was 0.29, more than three times the legal limit for driving. The 26-year-old Leoya, a refugee from Congo, was killed during a physical struggle with Officer Christopher Schur after he tried to run from a traffic stop. State police are investigating the shooting.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.